Update here from the entertainment world. Morgan Wallen, yesterday we talked about it. He walked off the Saturday Night Live set. He was the musical guest this past Saturday night.
During the Hug and Wave segment.
And pretty
quickly, show was over.
Quickly into it, though. I mean, the credits had just started rolling, and he walked like through the crowd and right past the camera. And most people said, well, he just didn't know, thought it was over, and left. But now there's a rumor that Lorne Michaels snubbed him, and therefore he was wanting to get out as soon as possible. Like, he didn't feel he was treated well by Lorne Michaels while he was there, so he just left.
That's just a rumor.
Just a rumor. Somebody claims that they were at the taping, and Lorne walked up and hugged Mikey Madison, the host of the show, the Oscar winner, but ignored Morgan Wallen, and Morgan got a bad feeling from the entire week of rehearsal and so forth. So when it was all done, he just says, I'm out of here.
I still think this is just a nothing burger.
I do too. I don't think it's a big deal. A lot of the folks who are regularly on Saturday Night Live said it was odd, but we didn't.
I mean, Morgan anything. Is no stranger to showbiz. He knows when the camera lights are on, the show is still going.
Yeah. So why did he do it? I mean,
who knows?
He only had to stay there another minute, you know, and just kind of say thanks and everything.
And he walked through the crowd. He walked off the front of the... He could have went out back.
Yeah, that
which was a weird move, too.
Agreed. To go right past the camera through the crowd.
Yeah.
That's an odd thing,
and
really.
He knows the light's on. He knows the camera's on. He knows it's a live show, like Chris Dem said.
Yeah. Sources close to NBC said, well, there's no bad blood on our part. We're not sure if it was an intentional move or not. Now, he did, an hour and a half later, he posted a picture of his private jet, and the caption was, take me to God's country. And so it was like, I'm ready to leave. You know, maybe that was all it was he didn't enjoy New York
City.
Spent
a week in New York.
But still, you're talking about another minute. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not much more to it. And he knows he's done the show before. So
True.
He knows you stand there for a while. I don't think it's anything either, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Chris Kelly spending time in the green room during the comedy tours.
That's what I do.
That's where you are.
That's where I am.
As soon as you say, ladies and gentlemen, comic,
yep.
Let's say Big A,
yep.
Andy Forrester, takes the stage, yep. You skedaddle.
I've got at least...
What's the fastest way to get to the green room?
That's right. I go right... And people say to me while I'm back there, are you angry? Are you snubbing us? No. I'm just sitting here.
Remember when Andy did that thing about his kids? No, I didn't hear it.
No, I didn't hear it. People say to me, do you hear every comedian's act 6 times? And I say,
no.
How many times do you hear?
Zero.
I'm in the green room. I don't hear him.
Yeah.
I go back there and I
know when the light's on for me and when it's not on.
That's
me.
Right. What do I do back there? Wordle.
Doom scroll.
Wordle.
I jot down some put up or shut up questions
exactly.
If they strike you.
Do all of that. I look at a lot of pickleball tips. I'm back there. And people keep coming by. Oh, I didn't know anyone was in here. You know, yes, I am.
Oh, can I get one of these beers?
You want
I don't care. Just get out.
And if someone else comes to sit with me, I have to go to like a closet or something. I don't want to sit.
Like, yeah. I don't want to make small talk with you.
I have to move somewhere else. This past go round, like when the opening comedian would be out there, sometimes the guy who would perform third, who had, you know, 45 minutes or 50 minutes to wait, he'd come sit with me. And after about 2 or 3 minutes, I'd say, yeah, I'm going to get out there. So I go out pretending to go watch the other comedian, but really I go to a smaller room somewhere else in the hopes that no one will find me.
In no way am I equating you to Morgan Wallen, but some people, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. they don't like being on the stage.
Your
time is done.
That's right. I don't. Well, but you know how I handle that. For instance, we do a Two Guys Named Chris Comedy All-Star tour every year now. When the show is over, I mean, there's 3 great comedians always. We introduce them. We do each
they
one
do
of
their,
them. They do their stuff.
Their thing.
They're fantastic. When the show is done, we come out and say, thank you so much for coming, which we mean, of course. And then it's over, and I hide backstage for a half hour. Why? I don't want to go through the audience. I don't want to go.
That's like, where I go.
I know. I don't,
go out into the audience. Say thank you.
I don't care for that. I'm back behind the stage with my coat on, looking at my watch. And then
the house lights come up.
Yep.
The stagehand starts sweeping the stage.
And like sometimes like the janitor will come back and go, oh man, I didn't know anybody was back here still. They're cleaning up the stuff from the stage. And once in a while, now I've waited 30 minutes. Everybody's presumably gone. I'll peep out the side stage door, and someone will go, "Hey, man!" And I'll just close it.